Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Here we are. Two. What a big number, Ryan. What a huge, exotic number that is.
I know, 219. You know, you hear 219 and it sounds big. It's not too massive of a number to be intimidated by, but it's a big enough number to be impressed by. How about that?
If you had gone back in time and told me I would make a podcast that's about an hour long,
a
late night talk show with my best friend that would be over 200 episodes, I would be like, damn. Yeah. So all you little dweebs out there trying to make YouTube channels, try to top this one. Okay, 219. See if you can do it.
Yeah.
Losers.
I bet you there's a podcast out there that doesn't get any views really at all, and it's on like episode 500 something.
Definitely. The Joe Rogan show is dude, there's definitely, you know what sucks?
Or can something exist for that long without it being like dug up and then appreciated by like
definitely,
a cult following?
Because there's so much shit. Do you know how much shit gets uploaded to YouTube every day?
Yeah, a lot.
Isn't it like 1 billion hours of video gets uploaded
every day?
It's like
1 billion eons or some shit like that.
12 light year, 6 megaparsecs.
Yeah, you were on the right track. It was like 12 Buzz light years.
I wish that was like another light, like a bigger measurement than a light year that the scientific community used. Like a Buzz light year.
It's like 10 times
it's
a
like
regular
10
light year.
Light years, yeah.
Sorry I sound different. My voice is a bit gone.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Be proud of it, man. Puberty is a good thing.
Yeah. So I do sound, I'm not as like nasally, I guess, as I feel.
You sound
like
hoarse. It sounds cool, though.
See, yeah, I'm nasally.
Hey, man.
I'm back, baby. It's Ryan after the surgery. I got vocal improvement surgery.
Dude, actually, speaking of vocal improvement, I might not be... Like this time next year, I might not have this nasally tone to my voice.
I hope not.
All right, man. Because the main reason my voice is so nasally is because I have such a deviated septum. I've talked about this before. It's crazy. Like I can't breathe out of my right nostril. Like
you said, why you sound so annoying?
And you know, I have sleep problems. I got a sleep study done, and one of the things if my deviated septum is making me not get enough oxygen when I sleep, I get it fixed, and then all of a sudden all of this opens up, man, and I won't have that nasally you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because think about it, like if you
stretch,
squeeze
that pretty big, dude.
If you squeeze your nose,
that was like Elastigirl shit.
Yeah, I got stretchy
Except
skin, man.
You're my Elastiboy.
Look how much I can stretch my foreskin. Watch this.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, I could go a little farther.
God damn.
Oh! Oh! So the sleep study I did was interesting, though, because they had to put a lot of electrodes all over my body,
mm-hmm,
and belts around my chest to measure my breathing. I had a little oxygen measure under my nose.
Yeah. And the doctor dipped his balls in my mouth every 10 minutes or something like that.
He said it was part of the process.
he said it helped stimulate, I guess, my neurological functions to help me sleep better.
It definitely did. I basically have to lay there all night. And they monitored me. It was so uncomfortable. It was so cold in that room. And they gave me the smallest blanket that was maybe for like a child. And it was literally...
Did it have a smiley face on it?
No, it was just white, but it was literally just like a sheet. Like not even a blanket. And I was freezing. But the thing is, they're measuring my brain waves and all that shit throughout the night. And like my heart rate.
Nothing's showing up. Come on.
Dude, I just said... and my pulse and everything. And dude, I was so scared I was gonna have like a wet dream or something, and they'd be able to like pick it up on the, because they definitely, it would look different. I guarantee.
Would it?
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I guess
I guarantee.
Are you in like a little gown or something?
No, I thought they would give me something.
When I say that, I don't mean like a fucking dress. I mean, you know, like a hospital gown.
I was
like
in my beautiful sundress. No, I thought they were gonna give me something comfortable to sleep in. And then I got there and I realized like, oh, I was supposed to bring pajamas. So I slept in my clothes.
In your like jeans and socks.
I slept in my jeans and my shirt and everything. It was really uncomfortable. I should have taken my belt off.
I'm sure they told you at some point that you had to bring your own clothes.
Oh, it was in the email that they sent me ahead of time. Okay. I just, they also said I could have brought my own pillow to be more comfortable. Wish I had, but dude, I just want to know like, If I started jerking off and then I'm hooked up to this thing, they probably seem like, oh my God, something's happening to him. Is he okay?
Like they see you like kind of like shaking.
They
like
see me like my back turned like,
He's like, oh my God, he might be having a stroke.
Yeah, I'm having a stroke or two. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having a couple strokes.
Can you pull pranks like that on your medical professionals that help you?
You mean can I register myself as a sex offender?
I mean, you don't have to register yourself as a sex offender.
The government would do that for me.
No.
Well, maybe it'd be like a porn and the nurse would be into it.
Yeah, you just have to be filming it. And then right. It's a porn.
Yeah. Exactly.
Art.
It's art. It's artistic, man. So there's like that whole debate where it's like what's art and what's porn, because some people could look at a portrait of a naked woman and be like, that's porn.
But some guy could also just jerk off to it because it's a pair of honkers, dude.
And you could show a video of two people having loving, passionate sex, mm-hmm. and you could say that's art, not porn. But the best quote I remember from my media arts class freshman year of college was we had this whole, like half the class was a discussion about like porn versus art and trying to figure out where that line is. And the best quote that someone said was, it was like, I can't define the difference between porn and art, but I know porn when I see it, you know?
How about all porn is art, but not all art is porn?
Yeah. You know? Could be though, actually, based on things
all
like
porn
Rule 32.
Is artistic in some, well,
not all porn.
Not
artistic.
All porn is artistic. Did you hear that fart noise that just intercepted the conversation?
Yeah, I did. I liked it. It's pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good stuff, man.
Okay.
I've been obsessed with space lately. I've always liked space.
What about space?
But lately, I've
like specifically
been,
like stars, planets,
all of it, dude.
All of it.
I've just been going on Wikipedia and just going down like rabbit holes every night about space, and it's so cool.
What's the most interesting thing or video you've watched about space?
Oh, fuck. I've been watching a lot of the day of my sleep study when I had to stay during the day too. All I did was just watch space videos. There's a lot of good channels. Let Me Know does a lot of good space fact videos.
But what specifically in space did you learn that you're like, fuck?
That there's, guess how many stars there are in the universe?
How many?
I might be wrong on this. I think it's 68 sextillion.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Shit ton. And every star's got some planets, dude.
That's a number I can appreciate.
Do you know how many? Oh, wait, look at this. This is, so I watched it. Uh-huh.
I can't do it anymore. It's like a raspy. I know. Let's see.
I gotta check this out. How many life-sustaining planets there are out there in the universe?
We are alone in the universe.
There's 40 billion Earth-sized planets within just the Milky Way that can support life the same way Earth can.
You just got, I mean,
40 billion.
It's all like essentially the same genetic makeup. It's just all about the kind of
what water. Little changes.
Like, if you have water, you're more than likely going to have life on your planet.
Yeah, what?
Because there's gonna be little tiny babies in there.
I wonder how much like life on another planet. So like, I'm confident saying like I'm fully. There's definitely more life out there. If there's 40 billion in the Milky Way alone,
yeah,
planets that could support life.
I'm not like when I say that, because I do agree. My brain doesn't go to like Star Trek-y type.
No,
shit. It goes to like, you know, other fauna,
some weird crab thing.
Yeah,
dude, yeah, like I just, I, if I could know anything in the whole world, I would just want to see what other species, like what other planets look like with other species.
Just like what other animals look like.
Yeah, that'd be like, whoa, it's a new one.
Because like I wasn't here to witness dinosaurs, so it would just be the same thing. It would be like, oh shit, that existed on this planet. It would just be, it would just be cool. Like, because when I think of an alien planet, like I, for some reason, like when I think of like life that would be there, I just think of stuff that is slightly different than like a deer or a dog, or it would be a T-Rex or something that's existed here. But I bet you it's something that we couldn't even conceive of.
I wonder if things like on another planet that's kind of similar to Earth, if like how similar things would evolve and end up. Obviously, like most, a lot of things would be different like this far on because the evolutionary paths would change so much. But I wonder if like from the base, like some, like the first creatures are kind of the same, like, or if it's just completely different process. Just,
I was always wondering if like, just what would have been, what would the Earth have been like without, cause like when humans came about or when we came about through evolution later on in the Earth's timeline, like we just started to just fucking monopolize everything at some given point because we started creating culture or like language and all that. And like other animals, their quote unquote language, or what we perceive as like their language, is just kind of more of their calls to each other.
Whoa!
Yeah. That's like what we used to
do. And then over time, some of them were like, whoa.
But we fucking monopolized a whole fucking planet.
I know we did. It's crazy.
That's like when you think about like, we're not just like a popular species on a continent and then there's like, you know,
we like developed.
It's like the whole fucking planet,
advanced civilization,
is ours. And I know like that's, and I say that because we're also not taking good care of it and shit.
I watched a video on like the next trillion years in the universe, like what's going to happen, and it starts with Earth, and it really looks like we're way closer to the end of humanity than the beginning. Just based on like things that are inevitably going to happen in the next like 100,000 years.
Like an extinction event, right?
Yeah. And also if things keep going the way they are with global warming and stuff. And then
can we realistically stop an extinction event? Like I know we have like, is.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I guess it depends on what it is.
An asteroid.
Yeah.
Big asteroid is flying towards Earth. Do we actually have a defense that would work? That is like 75%.
No, I don't think so. If it's a big ass asteroid, I don't think that they have any technology to.
So are we just like, hopefully that doesn't come about? Because if so, we're gonna have to like on all the news channels be like, hey everyone, we're all dying soon.
There's going to be,
we're all dying at the same time.
I've been watching videos on
like,
asteroids.
That's crazy.
I've been watching videos on asteroids, and I would like ones that have hit in the past. And the biggest one that ever hit, I think, was, it was in South Africa, like billions of years ago. But the crater's like 250 miles wide. So like, think about how fucking big that was. And just looking up like, huh?
I know.
Because they go at like 17,000 miles per hour.
They're God's drone strikes, dude.
Dude, that's God's like, eh, I don't.
It's like, these dinosaurs suck.
I want to redo this area.
These dinosaurs and their shitty religion.
But think about how we
poisoned my Earth.
I need to make some new ones. I really want to like I've been laying in bed awake and I think about asteroids and how crazy it is. Like the one in 2013, that happens like I think 2 every 100 years or something. That one that flew over and exploded over Russia.
Yeah.
And like blew out everyone's windows.
Wait, it happens what?
Remember in 2013, that asteroid?
But before that, you said it happens every,
like twice every 100 years or something? Or once every 100 years?
Does it come out of a fucking like time portal or something? Why does it happen?
All right, it's 99 and a half. In 6 more months, we'll fire another one. Like, no. It's just like the stats of how rare that is.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought it's like,
it's on a schedule.
For some reason, twice every 200 whatever fucking years. Okay, got it.
But there was that bigger one in Siberia back in like 1901. I think, or mm-hmm. early 1900s, that flew over. It was way bigger, and it blew up, like, in the atmosphere, and it flattened, like, how many square miles of trees? It just straight up, like, it knocked every single tree down.
Because of the, like, the wave, like, the explosion.
Because
so, like, if that happened right above us, would we just be like,
probably,
like,
yeah.
We just explode downward in an instant.
Hey, that's not a bad way to die, though, right? Like, because you're not going to even... Okay, it flattened 770 square miles of forest.
Dude, imagine if like the world leaders and the government, holy fuck. Imagine if the world leaders and government were so inept or so shitty that they kept that from people until like emergency broadcast. We're all dying in 5 minutes. It doesn't give you enough time because they don't want people to like panic or whatever.
Oh, the world would fall into absolute chaos.
Do you tell the world
that
it's ending or do you just let it end?
I don't think they do because
you let it end on a normal day? Do you not give billions of people the knowledge that their life's about?
People will know, dude, because realistically, if an asteroid that big is coming, you'll see it for like days in the sky.
It'll
be like a light in the sky. Yeah.
See, it's just like the Fortnite Galactus event. You can see him in the sky every few days. You can notice he's getting bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. He's coming.
Damn, that comet that was passing by in July, I wanted to see it, and every single night I tried, I couldn't get somewhere high enough. And then the last night you could see it. My aunt and uncle were going to like their friend's house next door to go like on the roof to look at it, and I was like, I don't invite myself to stuff, but can I come? And they were like,
did you intercept a threesome?
I might have, because then they were like, we'll ask when we get over there.
We're going to our friend's house to go look at the sky.
Okay. On the roof. She's like, you know what, Matthew, I'll ask when we get over there. And then,
did you end up going over there?
No, I never heard back from my aunt.
Really? Oh, man, they were fucking slinging balls around, man.
Yo, they were straight slinging balls. I'm telling you what, man. They were spreading gap and slinging balls, munching box.
Dude, if there's one thing I love, it's watching men munch boxes.
Dude.
No, I don't want to munch the boxes.
I could go for a little box right now.
I'm a bit full right now.
Yeah, man, I feel that.
I just had some Dairy Queen. I'm kidding. There's no Dairy Queen out here, right?
Mm-mm. There's no Dairy Queen out here. There's no... Oh, yeah, because you turn it upside down, it doesn't fall out of the cup.
Yeah.
Blizzard, DK Blizzard, man.
I bet you would fall if I... just imagine, just like... Never mind. It was like a Syndigo-y kind of thought.
Throw it out there.
It's just some shitty, like... No, I hate pitching ideas. If there's one thing I hate,
it's funny in your brain,
pitching
and then
a joke,
and then it's like, all right,
it's better imagining it. I'm just gonna not that. Like honestly, if someone's like, no, go on, and then you're like, okay, well, it like actually like takes all of like,
and then this
your
will be,
love for
this
you.
This will be
like,
their reaction
for that thought.
Yep. Their reaction be like, that's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Good.
It's never worth just. It was all better
that.
In my head. There's no need to say anything further.
I love that. That's
so
great, man.
Perfect.
That's great. I can always tell when Jackson doesn't think something I'm showing him is funny, but he still wants to be nice about it. But I just have known him for so long. I know exactly. Be like, oh, I love that. Oh, that's great. That's great, man.
Dude, what's my tell?
I don't think I know.
You don't want me to know. You know, I see.
Yeah. Well, you're good at it.
I'm good at it.
Well, I'd rather someone lie to me. Ignorance is bliss, man.
It is. It
makes myself esteem.
But real
better.
Talk, you think that we just die one day without the knowledge of knowing that? No, you said we'd see an asteroid. People would be like, what the fuck is that about?
Some government would be like, hey, guys, this is bad.
North Korea would be like,
oh, finally.
That is our God coming to save us. I bet you a lot of like religious people would be like, that is Jesus coming down on his horse.
And then it's like, here he comes, guys.
And then just like those trees, just not even just an explosion, just
like a single frame.
It's just they all flatten, their bones are splayed.
I used to be
I'm thinking of like a, you know how like Family Guy when they fall, it's like just quick, like
it's one frame.
Yeah, it's just one frame, but here he comes, joy in their eyes.
Yeah, they're all like praying, like singing and cheering. Fucking, I used to be so scared as a kid of like, because when I was a kid, I thought the rapture, because I was just told that the rapture is everyone suddenly that is going to heaven just vanishes out of their clothing.
Did I tell you about the time that I passed by a rapture barbecue that a church was having? Like,
no way.
Back around like 2012 or some shit.
Seriously?
I was passing by this church and on its sign, it said, get ready for the rapture. And it might've been a joke by the church. It was like, get ready for the rapture. And then like, everyone's welcome. And there was like a blow up bouncy house. They were grilling and shit. It might've been a joke by a really cool church. but it's also in South Carolina.
No, yeah, it probably wasn't a joke. Yeah. Hey, man, I know the world's about to end, but we got a bouncy house. we got some Oscar Myers on the grill.
Let's just have a good classic American time.
Got Hawaiian punch. It's going to be good. It's going to be good, guys. But basically, fuck, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. I used to think that the rapture was like, it would be a second, like an instant, like, doot, and then everyone that was a Christian would disappear out of their clothes because they go to heaven. And
like
then,
in the Nick Cage movie?
Exactly. My mom told me that was how it was, I think, just based on Left Behind.
Yeah.
And I remember as a kid, I was so scared that was going to happen. And Harrison, on like Harrison's like 12th birthday, he went to go see a movie. Like his birthday party was going to a movie theater.
Yeah.
And Harrison said for some reason all day he could just think about the rapture suddenly happening. And he started like crying during the movie and was like so upset all day.
It is kind of horrifying thinking about people just disappearing. It would be like Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius.
What would you do if just one day we're recording the podcast and I just poof out of my clothes and you're just still there? You're like,
I'd be upset because I'd be like, you and I hold around the same religious, like the thoughts on religion.
You find out I've just been faking so you like me. So I've actually deep down been like a huge Christian.
I definitely think you're more spiritual than I am.
Yeah. Well, that's from the excessive DMT use.
Yeah.
After I spoke with those hyper-intelligent beings.
After the man in the big funny hat was following you around.
Down the hallway.
Down the hallway. And told you.
I did go to the fourth dimension.
You bitch.
DMT scares me. I have not done DMT for the record. DMT's scary, though.
Who's DMT?
He's a rapper?
I'm kidding. I know.
Let's do DMT together for a video. We just do it.
We live stream. Okay, we live stream in a like very claustrophobic, like white padded room. Just us on DMT. Put a camera in the wall.
I honestly think what would just happen, we do it and we probably both just lay down for 15 minutes and then get back up and be like, whoa, that was crazy. So I've heard some wild stories. There's scientists that have said some interesting things. Because some people believe it legitimately.
Are you speaking to scientists?
I have been speaking to scientists. I have a panel I call about okay. This kind of stuff.
Some of my scientist buddies.
Some of the people at my science conference I attend.
You might have heard of him. He's the coronavirus guy. He's working on that too.
Yeah, I was actually the keynote speaker at the last science conference at the science house. But
do adults have science fairs? Like, are science fairs just to prepare like little mini scientists? And it's also to help us understand just basic things, and it's creative. But are there adult science fairs where scientists are like, hey, we're selling these ideas to you, NASA and the government, and like,
it's just a job fair maybe.
Yeah.
They show off cool shit and you're like, whoa.
Don't you actually to put forth something, you have to fucking write an academic paper, and then how would you if you discovered something new, what's the process to have that instated as fact or instated as some sort of scientific theory?
I'll tell you what, man. The PC thought police will look at it. No, I think it's just once it's widely accepted by the science community. Science community, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, but does some guy just come in, look at this, guys, and people are like, that checks, and then it's like, ding.
Well, facts have been very wrong. Old facts, like old facts in the past.
Yeah.
Because they just did what they thought it was.
So what makes you so, positive about this whole climate change thing? Like, what makes you think that that's real?
You see, son, the Earth has cycles, right? It's done this 20,000 times.
Ever heard of the Ice Age? Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah, it's so much for your gay global warming. I'm going to start calling it only that, and I hope the Wikipedia...
Well, they don't call it global warming because now we better understand what it is. That's why we call it climate change. It's not like it.
It's not real, guys. Dude, I think like when we're older, people are just going to look back and be like, how stupid were these people to deny this? Because it's going to affect our... When we're older, we'll see the big effects.
Like when we find out of the great ice wall and the fact that the Earth is flat.
That's going to be a mind-blowing day for me.
If you sail out to any ocean, eventually you come across a ginormous ice wall. There are people guarding it from every nation, and it's flat. Okay? Earth is flat.
What are they keeping us from? What's beyond that wall?
The edge of the Earth. It's better for them to make us think the Earth is spherical.
But why? Look at this, Ryan.
If they think it's a circle.
Ryan.
Stupid.
If I'm holding an orange and I pour some water on top of it, what does the water do? It goes around the orange.
Yeah.
Now, if I pour some on the ground, what does that water do? It just stays there.
And the gravity's not helping out that water stay around that orange, is it? There's not a little ecosystem going on. How come when I pour water over an orange, oceans don't form on that orange, mm-hmm. and fauna and flora don't appear? How come I don't have a little personal Garden of Eden?
I'll tell you why. Because God's not real, dude. God's a fucking
frog. He's surely alive.
I shouldn't say that.
That's not how the song goes. God's not real.
Fucking real. He's surely alive. But I feel like it's just people that literally just can't, like, their brain just can't comprehend, like, a sphere. And they're like, they're trying to so hard to think about it. Like,
I don't think that's what it is.
God, what is this other shape?
What if that's what flat earthers were? It's just like,
their brain, like, physically can't comprehend a sphere. It's like, what? What is that thing called? Fuck, I can't.
Then you show them a picture of a cube. Okay, I can understand this.
See, there's edges.
And all of a sudden, like, it starts to, like, form into a sphere. No, you're losing me.
What's happening?
Where'd it go? Where'd it go? Where'd the cube go?
There was just a cube. Like, what happened to it? What the fuck? Some people believe the DMT, and when I say some people, this is not a scientific consensus. This is more
It wasn't one of your scientist friends.
It was one of my hippie friends, dude. A lot of people actually talk to Joe Rogan, believe that DMT legitimately expands your consciousness to a higher level of being, as in, like, actually breaking outside of reality.
Yeah, but isn't it just your brain being tricked into probably thinking that more than likely?
Okay, technically you are, because your reality is just whatever your brain conceives. So in that moment, you are breaking outside of reality. I took like 2 tabs of acid before we started this podcast.
Shit.
What if I just started doing acid every day?
Hey, you know that water you were drinking? Slipped 5 tabs of acid in there. I would be foaming from the mouth.
I would be
having a horrible panic attack.
This sounds like such a stoner conversation, but it's crazy that there's dimensions existing right here beyond us that we can't comprehend at all, but there could be other beings on those dimensions.
They're laughing at us. Maybe they're just like looking around going, this guy.
There could be some other dimensional beings sitting in this room listening to our podcast right now saying, oh wow, like, gather around, guys, they're doing another one.
Like, just how we're warmed by the air and we don't ever think about that, like, all we are is this. Like, our bodies just produce heat. And so, like, all we are is just, like, this warmth presence that, like, they can sense. Like, no, they don't see us in any other aspect because we're, like, just as much as they, I don't know, we can't perceive them. You know, we're so small, they can't perceive us mentality.
I think that
not small as in size, but as in comprehension.
How do you become one of those beings, dude? What are those? If there's hyper intelligent.
You gotta take the limitless pill that Bradley Cooper took.
That's a good.
We only access 10% of our brain. Could you imagine?
If we get the other 90%.
If we get the other 90%.
Yeah. I watched that movie with my dad. I was like, that was such a good movie, son.
Scarlett Johansson was in a movie similar to that where it's like Morgan Freeman's in. I think Morgan Freeman was in that one. Yeah, he wasn't in Limitless. Morgan Freeman.
Talking about Salt with Angelina Jolie?
No. I didn't see that.
I didn't see that either. I just always saw the trailer for it, and I was like, I have no interest in this movie.
And that was like...
Mainly because it has a female lead.
That was after the Mr. and Mrs. Smith fit, right? That was the last big... Was that the last big, like, Angelina Jolie movie, I guess? I don't know. The last big, big one was. She like, self-directed and starred in something. Like it's called, like, The Changeling or something like that.
Wait.
Oops.
Did Angelina... Ex-wife of Brad Pitt, right?
Yeah.
I think she directed that movie about Cambodia.
Which movie?
I think
she also directed like a movie about like an American war hero that suffered in a Japanese internment camp.
Oh, she did that one? Was it called like Strong or like
It was something where the dude goes to like, because you know how any country would like put their enemies in like a prisoner of a POW camp.
Remember the trailer's like lifting like a railroad thing? He's like, oh!
I watched that movie with my mom, I think.
Angelina Jolie directed First They Killed My Father, which I saw the first half of and it was amazing.
John Voight?
I forgot that's his daughter. It's a movie about when the communists took over Cambodia during the Vietnam War era. And it's really depressing. It's about like a family, and it's
wild. She did
really well done, though.
I think she did a movie with Brad Pitt, like just kind of like in this. It was like a weird kind of like, we're doing this because we're a couple. I don't know how to explain like the vibe I got from the trailer. I can't even remember the title of it.
Bradgelina.
Like they're both naked in a bathtub or some shit. I don't know. These are just images that are in my head that I'm throwing out.
Hey, man. You know what? your brain's just making TV in your head for you. Ooh, you okay?
Ad break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
I love that I have this Pickle Rick thing next to me over here. I forgot it was there. I just
good for you, friend.
You don't have your Pickle Rick thing over there. That's too bad.
Hey, fuck you, guy.
People call someone guy.
Eat my ass, buddy.
Hey, guy. How'd you know my name?
I want to say in a New York bar, if like I bump into someone, he's like, hey, watch. I'm like, eat my ass, buddy.
You'll probably get punched.
Tongue my gooch, jackass.
Tongue my gooch. Now that Joe Biden's going to be president, we got to drink our soy every day.
Do we?
Yeah. Have you been injecting your estrogen too?
Not yet. He's not my president yet. And for all we know, okay, dude. So I was reading this article where apparently a bunch of articles were found in the basement of a dead UPS worker. And all of those were Trump supporters. And there are about 5 billion votes in that box now.
Fuck.
So if we can get those votes counted,
fuck,
we're looking at a popular and electoral takeover like never before, brother.
Oh my God, dude. This is good.
The libs are going to be crying for decades, baby.
Yeah, they are. And I can't wait to watch it, man. I can't wait to get my cup of liberal tears and sip from it every morning. The left can't meme. Yeah, I'll say it again.
I mean, certain people can't meme. I don't think your political affiliation has anything to do with
people on both sides can't really meme.
I think there's very good memers on both sides. Like the Charlottesville thing?
Okay, I get it, man. These are some very fine users.
Within my blood is the cure for cancer. Come drink at the goblets. Come drink at the udders of fascism.
That's like Chris Chan's blood, which was the cure for homosexuality and autism.
Was it?
Yes.
Is that what
that's
says?
In one of the comics.
Does Christine say this?
It's in one of the Sonichu things. It's the cure for a
back talker. Fuck you.
I genuinely don't know why I'm on that list.
Guess who's not on that list?
I know, dude.
Honestly, you could just wrap that up to like, I'm not as relevant as you.
No.
I would say.
No, Ryan.
No, not in like a mean way, but in that you do more outside of Super Mega than I do.
But you know what I bet it is? You know why I bet she listed me as a back talker? Probably, and that would explain why you're not on there, because I was on Oni Plays a lot, and we talked about Chris Chan a good bit, and I guarantee Christine saw an episode of Oni Plays with me on it where we were talking about Christine. And probably was like, all right,
he's on the list. Wait, is Zach on the list?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Well, you weren't on an episode with Zach.
But that's probably why, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
It's just an episode we all did where I said something about Chris Chan and she saw. You got to catch up, man.
I I forget if I'm on 38 or 39. I think I'm on 38.
Part 45 just came out, man.
Or did we watch? We watched like 36, 37, and 38 at your place, right? It was like three episodes.
Something like that, my brother. Dude, stop doing that tongue flick at me, man. That's just inappropriate.
Oh, la, 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 la.
Dude, come on, man. Seriously, knock that off. I don't want to look at that.
There's something strange.
Okay, don't sing that Ghostbusters music here.
Who's going to make you come? Me. It's like some ad for like some like gigolo, like a local ad that if that ever became legal.
We have our
in
next
the
sketch,
United
dude.
States.
We haven't made a commercial sketch in so long, and I think our next sketch should be for you as a gigolo.
Dude, if sex work became legal, why wouldn't there be like personal like gigolos or prostitutes like making like car dealer, like used car dealership vibe ads? Do you want to slam this asshole?
I want to
call 555 slam this asshole now.com.
I was about to say .com too, dude. What the fuck? I am going to write that idea down because that's a good, fun green screen sketch idea. Who's going to make you come? Me. That's good. That's real good. I have an idea for a pilot I really want to start writing. But at the same time, it's also kind of like that thing
what
where
kind
it's
of like, planes does he fly?
Cessnas. it's like that thing where it's like when you explain the joke, it's like it's not funny. It's funny in my head. I have a really good idea I want to pitch to you later. And I have thought of a lot of little ideas for it. It would be like a 15-minute like Adult Swim style pilot, and it's a good fucking idea, and we'd have so much fun making it. And just put it on Super Mega too.
All right. I'm willing to listen to these thoughts and ideas of
the
yours.
Working title is Pussy Masters. But that
oh you told me about
that
this
won't
idea.
That probably won't remain
you told
the
me
time.
About this idea
a little bit yeah
you bitch
I texted you a little bit about
you
it
did.
But I don't know if I'm gonna keep the name
Pussy Masters.
it would be really good. I might change it to like
Cum Guzzlers,
Ladies Boys, or Ladies
No,
not Ladies Boys, no, like Ladies Guys, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, God, not Ladies Boys. No. I was like, no,
making this show called Lady Boys.
Okay,
you want in?
Okay, hold on one second. 100% yes, Lady Boy is not a good term to use because of like kind of just the way our culture grew up and how it's used here as well, but like it, in Japan. I'm just, this is a question.
Thailand.
Do you, in Thailand, sorry. In Thailand, this is a question, because I don't know. Do they call themselves ladyboys?
Yes.
Or is it also an offensive term?
No, they use it.
And they're
it
just
there.
Like, it's offensive, but people call us this. They don't call us by anything else. So we're just accepting this name now.
Well, they have a Thai word for it too, which means like third gender or something. But I read the Wikipedia page for ladyboy before I went to Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
And in they call themselves ladyboys, and all if you go down like a street with like ladyboy bars, they're all advertised as like ladyboy, and they'll say like they'll announce that they're a ladyboy on the street.
But is that an unfortunate byproduct of the generalization that people have made because of the kind of meme of, you know, the quote ladyboys in Thailand, all these white businessmen. Like it's now it's just kind of like a hot commodity. So it's like, well, we can't, we're not going to remarket ourselves. You know, they're not going to know what that is.
I'm going to, okay. So here,
you know what
here's,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Here's the Wikipedia page. Katoy, that's the word.
Katoy, okay.
My cousin taught me that. Let me, terminology. Here we go. Here's what I want to figure out.
But I feel like even if like you're in a group, like if you're in a group of people and you're like, hey, you know those ladyboys in Thailand? Like that's not gonna fly.
I wouldn't
you
use
don't
it.
Do, yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't use it like
only within the context of their own kind of cultural whatever
I was just reading its
characteristics.
It's like,
fine, but like outwardly looking in and making those observations is not
yeah,
something like that.
Basically, here someone explained it, but I just read that it was like they were like, is it offensive? And they're like, yes and no. It's contextual. It's based on the context and like how you're using it.
That's what I was saying, because like yeah. within the context of like our culture and the way we grew up, it's like, of course, not okay. And if even outside looking in to describe it. But like there, it's not seen. I was wondering if it was seen there as something as like, this isn't okay, but we're dealing with, you know, that type of thing.
I don't
thing.
Think so. I think it's just kind of accepted.
Just
there.
What they're just, This is who we are, baby. It's our own community. Like when you think of like, well, it's not, that's just a false equivalency I was about to bring up. I was about to bring up like drag shows and stuff and how they have like their own community, I guess.
Well, they do. They do. Because my cousin took me to a one of those bars to get a drink. And I will say I had a fantastic time. They were so friendly and accommodating. It was very
to every one of your needs. Hunger.
Every single
thirst.
Lust.
Busting.
No, there was no sexual implication of any of that. But it was a very fun bar. And I would like to go back to Thailand.
You said the food was very spicy.
God damn it, dude. It was so I want to go back to Japan so bad, but I think almost equally I want to go back to Thailand.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Did you know that the king of Thailand lives in Germany? And it's illegal to talk bad about him to put you in jail.
Really?
It's a monarchy. Thailand.
So if I... Okay. I'm actually... I can't remember if I asked this on the podcast before. So if I went to Thailand and wore a shirt with a picture of their president on it.
King.
Of their homeboy on it. Their king. Their monarch. And it said... It just said, smells like piss. Would I be thrown in jail?
100%.
Yeah. What about if I did that in China? Not have the Thai guys. I'm not going to China with
like Xi Jinping on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, we should sell both of those as merch.
What would happen? Like, would I be thrown in jail?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, then. So if I go to America and I wear a shirt that has Donald Trump on it, says smell like piss, will I get arrested?
You should. Dude, we should sell both of those as merch. One of the Thai king, it says smells like piss, and one of Xi Jinping says smells like piss.
By the way, if you couldn't tell, I wasn't making an actual argument. I feel like I have to preface.
I can't believe Ryan was saying. Dude, well, I mean, they're both horrible people, so I don't feel bad. We could sell those shirts. Let's do it. Let's start a big anti-Thai monarchy movement. Actually, there's an incredibly massive one happening right now, but because of the election, it got completely overshadowed. But there's like... It's like the biggest protest in Thailand, like ever, like mass
ad break.
Bravo on those ad reads, Ryan.
Yeah,
I'm so the fact that you decided
there's
to do them all
them
by
this
yourself,
time, aren't there?
Yeah, but the
Wait,
fact
what
that,
did you just
the
say?
Fact you decided to do them all by yourself
no.
was really made.
You helped out. You helped out with some of them actually.
Are you sure?
And with most of them actually.
I don't think I did.
I think you did.
I don't think I did.
I think you helped out a good bit. I don't think I did it all by myself.
I think you did, and I think that's just what's so commendable about you. As you gave your buddy Matt a break from reading ad reads.
I mean.
But we still split the money 50-50.
No.
So that's very sweet.
Yeah, it didn't happen. So.
Yeah, unfortunately not. Fuck these ads, man. Fuck!
There's too many of them.
There have been more lately. We don't decide the number, though, unfortunately. We do not. We are literally just handed every week on a schedule. It's like, here's this week's. Send them back by this time. And that's how it goes.
Plus, who doesn't like a good ad every now and then? I knew whenever I saw an ad for Capri Sun as a little kid, I would wet my shorts. Simply put, I would wet my shorts in excitement.
Really?
Yeah.
Did your mom think
like a Capri Sun leaking out of its pouch, like this liquid strawberry
or when you blow into a Capri Sun?
Sorry, strawberry kiwi, not strawberry Kool-Aid.
Pacific Cooler is good too.
Okay.
What about
strawberry kiwi is my favorite.
I could taste it right now in my mouth. Mm. Oh, man, I could go for
that metallic Capri Sun.
Dude, text Jackson because he's out of the store. Tell him to get some Capri Suns.
I already had it on the list, baby.
You put Capri Suns on the list?
I put strawberry kiwi Capri Suns.
One thing I will say is I don't think there's ever been one time where I've gone to your house and there haven't been Capri Suns in the fridge.
I don't get them that often, but like it just so happens that like you are there when I have them because I go through like sometimes like a week bout where I'm like, I'm going to have Capri Suns.
Dude, my problem with Capri Suns is I'll finish a box in like 2 days.
Yeah.
Like I'll go through the 12 pack of Capri Suns. I'll have like four
they're
in one
very
day.
Very sugary.
Very sugary. But the problem is like it's really not that much liquid. It's
if you put it in a cup, it's not.
No, it's nothing, dude. It's like super small, but they're... Delicious. But you know when you still have the juice in it and you blow into it, into the straw, and you take your mouth off and it shoots out?
Yeah.
Crazy. How's that work, man? How the fuck does that work?
Pressure, baby.
Explain that one. I'll ask my scientist friends.
pulley and lever systems, right?
I learned so much shit about like things like that. And like, when have I ever had to like use that
use
shit?
Use what?
Pulley and lever.
Pulley and lever system? Well, I mean, they're just a basic like system of like mechanics in terms of
actually,
like,
yeah, there's a lot of
lift something heavy, you can use a pulley and lever system, like just even by having a rope. Or like when you go camping, for example, when Tucker took us camping and he tied up our bags up in that tree.
There's better examples I could have used than pulley and lever. Like, like the quadratic formula.
Fuck that formula.
Fuck that shit, man. Mike, I have a cousin who's I think he's a math major.
Mathematician?
I think he's a math major. He goes to Winthrop or Wofford. I don't remember which one.
Oh, shit.
He's a fraternity
cousin
president.
Went to Winthrop. So I've been on, have you been to Winthrop's campus?
I have, yeah. I did a tour there.
Very boring campus.
Very boring campus. It's Wofford. He goes to Wofford.
Okay.
But he's so smart. He got a full ride. And because his SAT scores were like perfect. And then he also, he's a frat president. He's a president of a frat.
Mm-hmm.
He likes Super Mega.
Damn, okay.
And he watches it with his frat sometimes.
Damn, that's great.
So if you're watching this.
Just a frat watching Let's Plays together.
That dude, I mean, what better definition of frat, right? It means brotherly, brotherhood. And what better way to bring brothers together than.
What if they're watching this right now and all of a sudden one of them's like making a TikTok where it's like us talking, then like a room full of them and it's like, this you, you know what I'm saying?
Yo,
this you themselves.
Bros out there right now, make a TikTok of this shit if you watching this with your bros to show solidarity with the bro community. You got to bro out sometimes and there's nothing wrong with that.
Blonde Boys has a good bit of TikToks.
It's going to be our first video to hit 10 million views.
Doesn't it get like a million every year or some shit?
Something like that. Game Grumps really helped revitalize it.
I know.
They shouted it out and that just kind of started like a whole...
So most of everyone who sees it are Game Grumps fans? Disgusting.
Fuck that shit, man.
Ew.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Take it back, Aaron. Private the video.
Private Blonde Boys, too. I really don't... I don't want frat guys to get mad at me.
Why?
I don't.
What are they going to do?
There might be some cool frat guys. They're going to throw a football in my head.
I know.
Dude, I really just... Okay, my personal experience with frat guys, horrible. And I can tell you I despise fraternities and sororities.
Well, you and I went to a specific...
There's cool... We went to that one California frat party once, and they were cool. They weren't douchebags.
It was
like
still
in
a
South
frat
Carolina.
Party at the end of the day.
It was, yeah. But the people weren't like South Carolina. It was like a film frat, though.
Yeah, which there is a group in the Columbia scene which reminds me of those people. And like those groups aren't ever really that different from like jocks, you know? They're all seedy in their own fucking way, like the art community and shit like that.
That's true. They're just as kind. I think they're just as
they run off of the whole like jocks are evil like mentality though. They just use that shit.
And they're just as exclusive as a frat too.
Yeah.
You know? But under the guise that they're not.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we accept all artists, but like some art is trash.
You know, like that's actually really bad.
Why are you just looking at my penis?
Because you were...
I was itching.
I don't even recall looking at your penis right then.
You just went, I saw you.
It was subconscious.
You're itching. You did it again. This is what a girl feels when you're talking to her and then like all of a sudden, like for instance, like when I'm talking to my mom and she has like her tits out or something, like not out. But like she's sporting some fucking,
no top on.
Yeah. It's like hard for me not to glance down, you know.
Dude, here's what would suck is if your mom was topless around you, it would be hard not to look. Just naturally. not out of like horniness, but just because that's going to get cut out of context so bad for me. I should not have even said that. What I'm talking about is if there's a pair of breasts in the room, the human nature natural inclination is it's intrigued. It's like breasts.
It's either gratification or sustenance, right?
Exactly. And it's like
it's all breasts are.
I should rephrase that where I shouldn't say like, you know, if my mom was topless, it'd be really hard for me not to catch a little peek. What I meant is
if Capri Suns were like had milk, like they're like boobs or like Capri Suns for milk is what I'll say.
Do naked breasts not draw man or woman your attention immediately?
A lot of women. Because studies show that most women actually
have breasts.
Yeah, exactly.
Most women look at women's breasts more than men.
Yeah. That's not an actual study.
Good. Do you think when you're like 80, you're ever going to go back and listen to any of this shit?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Maybe this stuff won't even be allowed on YouTube at that point. It'll all just be corporations.
Maybe this will all cease to exist. Maybe, you know, 2038 is a year where, remember Y2K when they were like, oh, what's the clock going to
do? What is 2038?
2038 is the legit Y2K.
Why?
It's when computers, like everything runs out of, I don't know the exact thing.
I bet you can go to like 2099 or something on your fucking calendar.
It has to do with, not like the numbers, but like something with ASCI, something, something. Wait, 2038, I think it's Y20K. Is that what it's called? We're going to face it in our lifetime. It's going to be bad.
Is it going to be bad?
32-bit time, which is what computers run on, is good until 2038 because that's when it fucking, yeah, okay, here's a Wikipedia page, year 2038 problem. Also, another interesting fact I found out is very fascinating. Do you know 20 years from now, no language on earth would be understandable anymore?
What do you mean?
Because language will change so much over the next 20,000 years.
Oh, I thought you said 20 to 30. Sorry, 20,000. Yes, I can understand.
No, like, so like.
Okay, you're like in the next 20 to 30 years, like all languages. I'm so
like a Chinese
fuck?
Person or an American person go back and listen to like someone speaking Chinese or like American now and wouldn't be able to understand what
20,000 years later.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like how.
Try to listen
short
to
old. Span of time, but like when you're in middle school or high school as well, and you're reading like Shakespeare shit. Your brain's just like, what the fuck are they saying?
What? Yeah, dude. It's like, can I read something in English, please? Like modern English?
They'll be like that.
Inflamed.
Like even imagine talking like someone who fought in World War. No, they can still understand each other. But I'm just like, I think of a teen, like when they're text, like when they're like the typical teen text, right? Is like, what are you up to? Like. What WHTRU, like the letters
right now,
like that
RN
type of shit.
Yeah.
I don't do that typically. I still spell, like, I guess maybe that means I'm an old fogey. I still spell out most of my shit.
You know what's weird?
I put you sometimes, but not usually.
That one's always bothered me for some reason.
I don't like it that much. Like, I'll do it like if I'm making like a joke.
Well,
something.
Yeah, and also like when people type the number 2 instead of T-O, it's like it's just one extra letter. It's just,
I know.
But also, I type completely differently depending on who I'm talking to. I think I have different like I think I definitely some people I type like that because it's just, I guess, more the vibe of the conversation or more.
You and I always talk in paragraphs.
Yeah, you and I are very formal when we text. It's very like you'll like space thoughts out like there'll be a whole line break.
Oh, dude, like I that's how
you format your text very well. Well, it scares me sometimes because like it won't be anything serious, but like when I first see that block of text with the space, I'm like, oh fuck, what did I do? Or, like, what happened? It looks like it's gonna be a serious message. Okay, and this is what I was. Oop, my phone just fell between the. Okay, the year 2038 problem.
Yes,
it's funny because people listening to this in 2038 be like, "Whoa, no one was talking about this 18 years ago."
But so, we were,
so we're cool. Why 2038? Or why 2K38 relates to representing time in many digital systems as the number of seconds passed since 0000 o'clock. UTC on January 1st, 1970, and storing it as a signed 32-bit integer. Such implementations cannot encode times after 3:14 p.m. or 3:14 a.m. 7 seconds on January 19th, 2038, which means that it could really just fuck everything up.
I'll assume that's what it's saying. I didn't understand any of that.
I understood maybe like three words of that, actually.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm sure there's some of you fucking nerds out there listening.
I can't understand it. Fucking nerds.
I think there's 30 time. Okay. I think I know what it means. I think time from when computers started counting time is represented by 32 integers, 32 numbers.
Yeah.
And each time is another number. And on January 19th, 2038 at 3:14, that's when it runs out of numbers and resets.
Interesting.
Something like that, which is what people were scared about with Y2K.
Yeah, but like, isn't it just numbers changing on your fucking screen?
Yeah, but systems can fail to operate at that point because
Windows update.
It's basically just it's basically like, a sudden massive like stops the system and it's like a big error. So like if everything
all I in my head, my stupid monkey brain, I guess I'm just like, just the numbers, like how is it
without a numbers.
How, it's not out of numbers. Numbers, you can type any number you want. How come
it's no. But it's limited to 32 numbers, 32 total digits. And that's when it runs out, when it hits the maximum, I think.
2038 is like the maximum digit.
I might be completely wrong about the explanation of that, but it just has to do with it fucks up that day.
And update it. I don't know.
You can't, dude. You can't just update it.
Why not?
It's too late. Every like modern technology is built on.
So are we just not gonna like tell time like companies like electronics companies and monopolies and like
they'll figure it out before 2030?
Exactly. They still need us to buy shit. They're not gonna allow like the internet to fall apart.
I think nuclear systems are still running
capitalism.
Yes, that's capitalism is what will save 2038 because the company's gonna be like, fuck, how are we supposed to sell shit? But basically, fucking fuck, what was I just saying? Oh, yeah. Nuclear missile systems, I'm pretty sure, still run on computers from like the 70s or something because they just can't really be hacked. They're all offline.
It's very secure.
Mm-hmm. How are you going to hack a fucking computer from the 70s that's offline underground in Arizona? Wait, I want to know legitimately what the closest nuclear bomb to us is right now. Like, is it only 5 miles? Is it?
They don't keep nuclear bombs in San Diego, do they? Where are they stored? There's
San Diego, I think. You can look up the closest nuke to you, I think, actually. You can look at where they store.
At wheresthenuke.com.
No, they show where they store nukes, but obviously there's a million more. I bet there's some in every major city, just in case. I don't know, because that could end really poorly.
What if I set off some fireworks around there? Oops.
Oopsies. Closest boop
to
LA.
That out. I might actually legitimately have to cut that out.
Setting off fireworks near a nuke?
Yeah. Nah. But
that's not going to...
That's funny.
The fireworks aren't going to split the atom. No, not bike. Not closest bike to LA.
I don't know. Maybe the FBI's like, he's on to something.
Oh, shit. He just exposed the hole in the system. How I didn't think about this one. I searched closest nuke to LA and my screen went white. There we go. Nuke map.
More like poop map.
Fucking dude, nukes are terrifying, man. It's the scariest shit on earth. Okay.
I ain't scared.
Oh, no. This just shows you how a nuke would affect your area. So there's definitely one nearby. I think it's San Diego or something. I'm sure there's a nuke close enough that if it went off, we would die.
I don't think a major world power would set off a nuke. I think it would be just a...
I don't think anyone would at this point.
North Korean-esque.
Maybe.
Syrian-esque. Not by race, but by location. And
I don't.
Systems is what I mean by that.
I don't see North Korea ever actually doing that, though. They would that would be the end of them. But they got the threat.
Yes, but like, it's all up to whether one of the fucking kids is a psychopath and doesn't care.
That is true. That's a lot of power in just one person's decision.
Yeah, and when you're raised in kind of like in your own bubble where empathy is not something that inherently exists only for you and your kin, not for even your countrymen or the people that you rule over.
That's
like,
true.
I feel like there's major problems there that could arise.
Yeah, definitely. I think I actually think because, you know, there was World War I, World War II. I think we haven't
World War III.
Well, I don't think – I think the reason – because they were kind of close together, but then, you know, we've gone all this time without a world war, and I think that might be
because
of nukes.
They were like 20 years apart, 30 years apart.
Something like that. But I think that's probably because we have nukes now, because I think superpowers don't want to go at it again because they know that everyone else has that. And it's like, oh, okay, well, I'll back off if you back off. I don't want to do it and you don't want to do it. Because it's called a mutually assured destruction. Like if we nuked Russia or China, they would nuke us right back. And then that's going to start an all-out global nuclear crisis.
But I guess like certain ideas and certain ideals don't have they don't really think about self-preservation. When you think about the people who flew themselves into the Twin Towers, like
they knew that the U.S. was probably going to invade their area, possibly. I don't think they were like, oh, the U.S. can't touch us. You know what I mean? I don't think they actually...
They were just showing off.
Yeah, I don't know. I just... I feel like whatever new ideas or old ideas redressed, you know, I feel like those could be dangerous. People are dangerous. It's just all about kind of making sure people are responsible.
I never thought my whole life that for the last 4 years, the person in charge of nuclear weapons would be Donald J. Trump.
That's not anymore. Well, still. Till January.
He's got the nuclear football on him. He has someone that carries it around.
But he can't just nuke a place.
No, I'm pretty sure you would. Can the president call that, or would you need like Senate?
You need more than the president. You can't just go having just the executive branch going nuking places.
Didn't Truman just do it?
Truman did it, but he had the backing of the Senate and the House, right? He had the backing of
people didn't know what the fuck a nuke was at that time. It was like big bomb.
No, but it just wasn't him by himself with a button and some guy going, "Hey, there's a nuke. Do this." It was him with a big room of people.
No, I know that. I just want to know, like, is a nuclear use of a nuclear weapon something that the president and his people can decide, or does it need to be approved by Congress? I got the answer right here.
Okay, let's see.
The only person who can order the release of nuclear weapons is the president. Mm-hmm. So he's the only one that can call for it.
But it needs to be...
It needs to be verified by the Secretary of Defense. So if the Secretary of Defense...
Okay, so it's the other way around.
It's two people.
So it's just the president like, "I want to nuke them." And then they have to go yes or no.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like if the president was going crazy, he's like, "Let's nuke China." The Secretary of Defense could be like, "Nope." And it wouldn't happen.
No.
That's crazy, dude. Nuclear weapons are... The fact that we have so fucking many of them around the world is terrifying. Because, like, dude, think about the one that went off in 1945 or 44 whenever we bombed Japan. And that was huge.
Whenever that was.
It was 44 or 45. I think it was 45. But just think about, like, that was in the 40s.
Yeah.
What the fuck do we have now?
Well,
that was 80 years ago.
I don't feel like it matters because it's just destruction. Like we have it to the point now where like it doesn't even matter. Like the amount of destruction, it's just like you're about to, you know, delete a whole country.
You're about to system 32, the entire world. Yeah, dude, nukes are fucking terrifying.
People are terrifying.
I will say I'm impressed. That we evolved to the
nothing
point
wrong with a nuke.
I'm impressed that we evolved as a species to the point where we figured out how to harness the energy of the atom.
I know.
Like that's impressive, but fuck, man.
There's a point where you can understand the universe so well that an asteroid needs to hit soon to be like, "You understand that shit? He's figuring out all of our magic tricks."
I mean, that's why God sent the one with the dinosaurs. They were getting too wise.
But so, you know, if God sent a flood for like a few thousand sinful people that were doing probably like stealing and what,
having sex with other men.
Yeah. Like no floods needed for like the current state of the world, you know? Like why did he just kill those beginning people? Were they that much worse than people today?
It was a bad save file and it was in the beginning. So he's like, "I'm just going to reset my save file.
I might as well. I just started. I fucked this up.
Yeah. Might as well just reset it." Did the second a nuke goes off?
The flood was even after like Adam. That was, where was that? It was after Adam and Eve, of course. That was, how old was Noah? Wasn't he like fucking 900 something years old or some shit?
I don't know if they went by a different measuring system or if the Bible's legitimately
saying.
Because
that's what apologetics teaches you. It's like, "Oh, they weren't really that old. They just went by a different measuring system. So they, what they say for 900 years, they mean 43.
I don't imagine the life expectancy was too long back then in Babylon and
not
shit.
Not 43. Well, come on.
Dude, you're an old man at 43 back then.
Noah had a beard, bro.
That's true, man.
He was played by Russell Crowe. He must be around the same age.
Did you know, so the second a nuke goes off, that instant flash, the second that happens, you already have enough radiation to kill you. Just from that instant flash.
Damn.
That's scary, dude. Radiation is...
Should put on sunglasses.
So radiation is just matter decaying, I guess. It's just like breaking down.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, we should go get radiation poisoning.
Nah. Well, we... Actually, I'll book the tickets right now. Hold up.
Think what I'm thinking?
Oh, shit. Just booked 2 flights using Spirit Airlines, Spirit Russia.
Spirit Ukraine.
Spirit Ukraine.
And, Chernobyl, baby. Here we come. We actually tried to talk about that at one point, doing a vlog series in Chernobyl. I mean, we could go still. not right now, but
if there's anything,
would you want to go to Chernobyl if we were serious? That'd be really cool.
I know it's really cool. I think if there is anything that I am hesitant towards, it's anything to do with like radiation shit. I'm always just,
you can't see it or feel it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's an invisible fucking enemy that just sits there.
It's like the ultimate invisible fucking like just Grim Reaper. It's like, yeah. And it's like, even
I'll
if
stay
you don't
here
die
for decades,
and even if you don't die, I'll make you real fucking sick.
And I'll
how about
make
some
sure
cancer?
It gets put in your fucking genetics. So your children's and your children's children will have these problems.
Radiation's fucking terrifying. Tucker has a lens that's radioactive.
Our microwaves are radioactive.
Tucker has an old lens from either Japan or the Soviet Union, but it has a radioactive element in it that's like part of the makeup. And Tucker says his eyes hurt if he looks through it too long. And I'm like, dude, I would not fucking use that lens. Like, if I can feel the radiation in my fucking eyeball, it's like, oh, maybe.
Could you imagine like his eyes just kind of like bulging out a little bit? Hey, guys.
Oh, no, this happens. It's fine. All right.
How does one end a pod? Oh, wait, hold up. You know, Matt, one does not simply end a podcast. I'm going to throw up the meme on the video portion, and that's how we're ending it, folks.
Yeah, and you know what? I haven't ended an episode with the outro music in so long. There's been so many goofs and gags.
Oh, we're putting the outro music
in? There it comes, yeah. Bye, everyone.
Shit, okay. Oh, you don't want to hold on for more? Okay, yeah, bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.